And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This week's Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight shines on the boys' golf team and senior Jackson Hofer. So Jackson, will start there, I guess. Can you give us a little bit of a progress report on how your senior golf season is going so far?
Yeah, it's going really good. In the summer is where it started, off-season early. Me and my teammates went out there basically every day, and it's definitely shown this year. We've won most of our meets and placed well in tournaments, so it's going pretty good so far.
Now, individually for you, I know medalist honors in a triangular with Newman and Kiwani last week. Can you talk a little bit about your performance that day?
Yeah, at Kiwani, me and my teammate Hudson, we both shot 39s. I was playing pretty well that day, so was he, obviously. But, yeah, everything was clicking. I was making all my putts, getting on in regulation. That definitely helps. Didn't really have any bad shots. So, you know, when you're as good as your bad shots. So when you're not having many bad shots, that's when you're going to have a good day.
And I guess individually for you, just playing, what are some of the keys for you to be playing well throughout the year? And just a little bit, too, about kind of your growth maybe as now you're a senior from freshman to senior year of high school golf.
I would say just staying steady. You're going to have those bad shots. And one mental aspect, especially for me anyways, was as a younger freshman, it was hard for me to not stay on those bad shots and not keep thinking about those. But it's just, I mean, it's life. You're going to have bad shots. You're going to have bad days. And you just got to move on to the next shot. And I think that's a big thing for me anyways.
And then team-wide, at least from the outside, I guess, it looks like you've got a nice mix of kids who end up being in your top four each time out. Can you speak about kind of the depth you have on the Rock Ridge Boys golf team this year?
Yeah, it's honestly crazy. We have a good problem this year. I mean, we have kids on, you know, JV that deserve to be on varsity, and it's honestly hard on the coach probably because, you know, every meet, you know, sure, you have those guys that consistently go out there and shoot well, but I mean, you also have guys on JV who can go out there and shoot better than some kids on varsity. So we have a really good problem with that, having a good variety of depth, and it's honestly a great thing to see.
Yeah, you talk about that too, so that kind of transitions into this. I guess as you look down the line, I know the golf season feels like it goes by really fast because I think it starts earlier than any of the other fall sports. So looking down the line, like conference-wise, postseason-wise, what type of goals do you have both individually and team-wide that you think you can achieve this season?
Individually, I'd like to make it to state, but team-wise, I'd like to make it to state too. We have the talent to do it on the team. All the guys, I tell them that we have something special going. And I mean, our chemistry as a team goes outside the game of golf. I mean, we'll spend countless hours playing video games together at home, sending on phone calls, being there for each other. So we have a really good thing going as a team, and I think we can make it to state as a team.
All right, and another cool thing about high school golf, I think, is that, you know, you get to play a bunch of different courses throughout the year and throughout your career around the area and around the state, too. So, you know, in your golfing career, any specific course stick out as maybe the favorite one that you've been able to play on?
I mean, I would say Fire Lake. Fire Lake's a beautiful course. I've played it a few times, like, outside of high school golf. But, I mean, it's really cool that all the schools and, you know, all the golf courses are really cool about, you know, teams and schools playing out there. I mean, Highland Springs is our golf course. I love that course. Like, all the upper management at Highland Springs love the kids and everything. And we're just super grateful to be out there and grateful for all the courses around here that let us play out there.
All right, and just as we mentioned off the top, you're in your senior golf season, so I know that can maybe feel a little bit different as you start to maybe wind down your high school golfer and career. So this season, any specific event you're looking forward to down the line as you wrap up your high school golfing career here over the next month or so?
I would say conference. It's at Fire Lake this year, and I'm really excited for that. I think there's multiple kids on the team that can make first team all conference, second team all conference. So I'm just really excited to play there with my team and see how we do.
All right, that's Rock Ridge senior golfer Jackson Hofer joining us on WRMJ. Jackson, thanks for taking some time to talk with us today, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.